What we do in IRS is pay a lot of attention to the development and training of our employees as well as the leaders. So I oversee the IRS Leadership Development Program, which essentially promotes and supports continuous learning for our advancing leaders. We train our brand new leaders, and we also spend a lot of time working on our succession planning activity, the identification of talent and the development of that talent so that we can ensure that we have new leaders in the future. With everybody retiring, it really is almost at a crisis level. So we want to spend a lot of time developing our future leaders. I also oversee work for our cross-functional training, and cross-functional training essentially means our analyst training corporately as well as our instructor training programs.
Could you sort of tell us how you about your career, how you ended up in federal service?
I actually have a whole other career. Before I joined the federal government, I did a lot of work, such as working on in the education field. I was a substitute teacher. I was a social worker. But I applied for and got a job in the federal government working in the Department of Defense as a position classification specialist. And I then, after about 3 years there, applied for and got a job working for IRS. And it was a wonderful experience because I was given the opportunity to work in every field of human resources. I was able to actually move around different offices. And then selected for management 28 years ago. And what I did was I actually continued to move around laterally or sometimes for promotions. And it was actually a wonderful experience when I finally made my way to the learning and development side of the house. It was such an inspiration that I actually went back to school and got my master's degree in training and organizational development. And I have found that the most exciting career events that I've experienced have been serving as an instructor for especially leadership classes, going back to school after becoming, experienced as a leader, and then being given the opportunity for startup projects like reorganizations or working for the IRS Corporate University going back to 1995. So IRS has given me a lot of good opportunities to develop my skills.
Are you working pretty much independently, or do you have a certain staff that you oversee?
Oh, I couldn't get anything done if I didn't have other people to work with. I actually supervise around 26 people, but a lot of the work that I do is actually associated with working with the people from other business divisions and working with folks in other components of IRS. There are training organizations embedded within the IRS, and I stay in close contact with those individuals as well as work with other folks within the human capital part of the organization.
What qualities do you admire in a good leader?
Well, what I really am impressed with, especially as I have come into contact with so many leaders, is being authentic, approachable, and being honest. People have told me that I can be very direct, and I feel that telling folks what I can't tell them, you know, like if they ask me a question and I just am not able to answer, I tell them I can't answer the question or I don't have the answers at this time, or when I have to give them some feedback and it may not be positive feedback. So I feel that as a leader, that's wonderful quality to know that you're going to be told the truth, and you're going to be told when you can't get an answer. And I also think that, as you've heard when I said I work with a lot of people, that supporting my team and creating a collaborative environment is very important. And that means including everybody. Lots of times it means that you have to be professional. It means that you have to award respect to individuals and recognize that everybody has something to offer.
What is your leadership philosophy?
I'd say that my philosophy is to help others achieve their goals. I guess I would be more of a servant leader than, you know, a general, if you will. My job is really to help my employees do the best job that they can and to help my customers. You know, by helping others to do their jobs well, they ultimately do support the organization, which, you know, without sounding, you know, too Pollyanna-ish, our job actually does support the taxpayer. You know, good leadership, good products actually are developed with the goal of aiding the taxpayer.
Who inspired you to be you as a leader when you were younger?
It's interesting. You know, when I started 28 years ago, I think that I was one of two female managers in my particular workplace. And it was initially very lonely. But I had many people who were very helpful to me, who served as my mentors, who gave me good feedback, as well as high expectations and tough assignments. And I feel that I've been fortunate to work with many individuals who have served as role models to me by dealing with difficult situations and by being willing to reach back and help others. Instead of always looking out for themselves, they really think of the people that they work with and do the right thing.
Do you have anyone in particular now who's you admire as a good leader?
There are so many good examples in IRS, but I'll tell you what impresses me most are the ones that actually don't just work to achieve goals, but work to achieve goals with the development of their upcoming talent. They are good at identifying people in the workplace who would be good leaders. They look for them. They provide good stretch and developmental assignments, and they make a point of actually getting out into the field so that they know who the current and future leaders are. They always have time to teach our classes. They are interested in participating actively in our local talent boards. They interview people. And they also protect the funding that we need in order to continuously make sure that our training products and activities are at the very best level.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to improve their leadership skills?
So this is where I really have two points to make. And first of all, there is a lot of value in feedback. I encourage people interested in leadership to see how others perceive them, to do so through a lot of the assessment instruments that are out these days, like 360 instruments or those instruments that actually give an indication of how that person's behavior influences the behavior of persons they come in contact with. So I think also getting some good coaching. I was going to say a moment ago that it is really important to focus on not just classroom activities. There's something called the 70-20-10 approach, where much of the learning comes from actually that 70% developmental activities, the networking, the interaction. So I really do feel that 20%, that coachman mentoring part, is important for individuals to receive these days, to learn from others how to go about handling a particular situation. And then the other thing, the second part of this, is that when you become a leader, it's almost sad sometimes that you have to give up, as you will, that focus on your individual contributions. When you become a leader, it doesn't mean that you're losing your expertise, because your knowledge is still important for your credibility and to influence others. But it means that you're not necessarily just looking at your individual successes as an individual. What you are is instead focusing on working collaboratively and being part of a team, and that is what engages people, that's what motivates people, and helps them do the best job they can.
What do you find to be the most challenging part about being a leader?
Well, right now, considering the challenges that the federal employee faces, I think that we've got a lot on our plate. The fiscal challenges we're facing and the need to continue to focus on engagement and encouraging our teams more than ever to see the value of the work that we do. But the struggle, the challenge, if you will, is balancing the pressure of getting the work done and still making time to coach and mentor, or to give good performance feedback and participate with the individuals you work with to be upbeat and face the challenges together.
What do you find is be the most rewarding part about being a leader?
Now that I'm facing retirement, it's closer than it was at the beginning of my career, obviously. What I like to do is when I hear back from somebody that I may have worked with and hear how well they're doing, it's a great lift to my day. Sometimes people will say that I did something or said something that influenced their accomplishment or gave them insight or peace of mind or a sense of direction. And so knowing that in some way I influence people for the best is part of the legacy that I hope to leave. I hope that my coaching and mentoring makes an impact on people so that they do the best job that they can and also take responsibility for their own learning. You can't wait for the people you work with to assign you to training. You have to take responsibility in doing some self-development yourself and to reach out and get a mentor or get a coach or to say, how am I doing?